A row of burnt slats on the roof of the Wildermuth gym only tells part of the story of last week's fire. Where there was standing water on the 10 basketball courts a week ago, there now is translucent tarp, which IU Director of Risk Management Larry Stevens says masks what may be a costly problem to fix.
We have dehumidifiers in there, and they're blowing air under and across the floor and collecting the water in tubs to get it out of the building. How long this will take, we're not sure. Originally, the estimate was 7 to 10 days. We've now heard it might be as much as 20 days.
But if the water damage proves too severe and the blowers ineffective, Stevens says a new floor may have to be installed at great cost.
We don't have that estimate yet, but again, in my experience, it would be several $100,000 to replace it.
Stevens says several separate insurance policies will help pay for the cleanup, but it's likely the total cost of the damage cannot be tallied for at least a couple more weeks. Meanwhile, the construction on the roof, which is believed to have started the fire, continues. Stevens says he believes it'll still be complete before fall semester begins. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.